sure?
He said the beach.
He said the hole first.
They're both down that road.
Is that his car?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to follow his tail. That's all I can do.
Yeah. So, go on with the story.
Oh, that's really about it. Brett did it. It took all weekend, but he got 12 signatures. He got 12 girls to autograph his ass. And he swore his vows, and they made him a brother.
Well, wait, you can't just get somebody to autograph your ass. I mean, what did he tell them?
He said, this is a stunt. I need 12 autographs. Here's the pen. Do me a favor. Drop chow, and that was it.
It's sick.
He's going to see one of the girls.
Right. Is he going to be there tonight?
I doubt it.
So your brother has his own room right there in the frat house?
Del Sci provides your own room, kitchen, cable TV. It's a great deal. They even got Lenny a job.
I said I'd never do this.
No, I was never into it.
We said, right. I mean, we talked about it. I never liked it.
I never.
It's dangerous.
Well, not always.
Well, you know, swallowing goldfish, that kind of stuff's harmless. But, you know, they ask you to break into a house or steal the dean's
toupee
or something.
You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it?
No. This is too good a deal. I'll do it.
I'd steal the dean's toupee in a skinny minute, my own room for free? I'd scalp the dean. I'd scalp the dean's wife for my own room.
No, I'll do it. Look, you can...
Oh, hey!
Oh!
Jesus!
Oh, what's that?
Standing in the middle of the
road.
Dressed
in black.
God,
that's smart.
Ray, I could have killed you. You're in the middle of the road.
Good evening, brothers to be.
Nice robe, Ray. Can I get you your pipe and slippers?
Yeah, you want to lift to the monastery, Ray?
Leave your automobile in yonder parking area. Return here.
Yonder. He's going all out.
You know, he's all right. He's got to do his bit. When you're the head of the Delta Brotherhood, you do what you do.
It really is beautiful here, though.
It'd be beautiful if I could see where the parking lot.
Right up there. This is kind of fun. It's kind of neat out here.
I wish I knew what we had to do. Lock your door.
Oh, man. There's nobody for miles.
Which way is Ray?
I don't know. What's this? What is this?
It's a road sign.
Oh, it's the tourist thing. It's the description of the site, the hole. You got the flashlight?
I don't own a flashlight.
You can read some of the bigger print.
I think Ray's got a candle we can use.
Thunder Hole, largest natural... Oh, this is Thunder Hole.
Yeah?
Yeah, Thunder Hole, largest natural sea cove on the east coast. Stalactites. I can't really read
it. Hey, look, I can see Dracula up there. He's got a candelabra. He's got a candelabra. I was kidding.
Brothers to be!
I can't really read this without a light.
Come on. Everybody said theirs was easy.
How hard can it be? I mean, he said we didn't have to get wet.
It's going to be nothing. It's going to be a gag. We have to count the waves coming in.
This is not going to be a paddling, you know, a spanking or whatever.
Oh, that's horrible. This has always been a classy brotherhood, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Delta Psi is the best one on campus.
Hey, Ray, who else is out here?
Come close to the light of the candle. The beach you can see from these rocks down in the cove. A long, narrow shell beach. Dark, secluded, dotted with sunbathers by day. The sand is cold and empty now. And at the north end, Thunder Hole. It's called thunder for the roar of ocean and stone made when the sea crashes into the cave at high tide. You can hear it a mile in every direction. In the daylight, people talk on that beach. Whisper, you've heard it. Dead man's hole, a horrible murder. There's a shadow in the cave. And if you listen hard enough, they whisper, you can hear Asa C. Cobb's screams from the cave. Listen.
Well, there goes the brother.
We don't need a ghost story.
Asa Cobb loved this beach, the solitude. He lived here 30 years in a run-down shack off where he wouldn't be bothered by the locals and where he wouldn't bother them. 1926, cold November. The night after Asa Cobb's 60th birthday, he lay curled up in his bed. That night, several boys from the local college were drunk. They came down to the beach and found old Asa asleep. They dragged him out, beat him with their belts, and carried him across the rocks to this place, the hole. It was low tide. Somehow they scaled the walls, carrying Asa, barely conscious. With their belts and shirts, they tied him to the rocks at the mouth of the cave and, laughing and singing, left him for the gulls. The gulls didn't come in time. The tide was already splashing in when the college boys left, and an hour later the icy water was pounding into the cave from the sea. Asa faced the black ocean, watching each wave swell, crest, and smash into him, helpless. Hour after hour, the waves kept pounding, tearing at his skin and stinging into his wounds. He screamed all night until the cave was completely underwater and the sun began to rise.
Hey, it's cold.
There was no investigation, no trial. The boys were never caught. The death of a crazy old man wasn't such a tragedy in those days. And there was no formal funeral. Either no one found the body or no one looked for it. And they say his screams can still be heard here.
What's our initiation?
You look like brave college boys. But do you dare to disturb the tomb of this man?
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, I dare.
Do you, Paul Miller, wish to become a blood brother of the Dark Fraternity?
Obviously.
Yes.
And do you, John Bush, wish to become a blood brother of the Dark Fraternity?
Yes, yes.
Give me your car keys.
What?
You can't have my keys.
Come on, do you want to be in this or not?
You can't have my car.
Give them to me.
My house keys are on that ring.
Please empty your pockets into this box.
All right.
All of your pockets.
I should keep this watch.
Put your watch in the box.
All right, there's everything.
Observe as I close this weighted lead box.
Wait.
Seal it.
What are you doing?
And throw the box.
Hey, hey!
Oh!
The weighted box will not be carried out to sea.
What are you doing?
The tide will keep the box in the cave all night. Your assignment, your initiation, is to stay the night on that beach and to come get your keys at low tide, 4:30 a.m., if you dare.
I don't believe
this. Man, if I don't get those keys back...
You may keep nothing with you on the beach.
Our clothes?
Yes, you may keep your clothes.
You know, you're going to buy me a new watch.
Hey, how about some matches?
You may have one box of wooden matches to see by. Do not start a fire with them. A fire will attract a forest ranger, and if you are removed from the beach, you are disqualified. Be careful, brothers. Good luck.
That's it? You're leaving?
What time is it?
10:15.
Oh, here are the keys to the lead box.
Thanks a lot. This is amazing.
You just threw our keys away.
Oh. There he goes. He threw our keys away.
We'll get them back.
We better.
We'll go across the rocks. It's straight this way. Come on.
I can't see a thing.
Think about the room you're going to have. That's all. Think about that.
Nice, nice warm room. Freezing now. Do you know where you're going?
A nice warm fraternity room. Okay, I'll start. You want to start?
No, you start.
Turn off.
Off road.
Road map.
Map light.
Lighthouse.
House fly.
Fly paper.
Paper mache.
Machete. There we go again.
We always wind up with machete.
Try it again. You start this one.
All right. Ant hill.
Hill top.
Top dog.
Dog kennel.
You hear that?
No. Go on.
Sounds like a person. Okay. Kennel ration.
Ration out.
Out back.
Backhoe.
Hoe down.
Down east.
Eastport.
Porthole.
Whole earth.
Earthbound.
Bound up.
Up river.
Riverboat.
Boathouse.
House fly.
Fly paper.
Paper mache.
Machete.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, there's nothing for mache. It's French.
Let's do another.
Oh, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I wish we could get in the water or something.
Water's freezing.
Walk along the beach.
You know we'd get spotted.
There aren't any park rangers out this time of night.
No?
Ace C. Cobb is probably around here sharpening his carving knife.
No, let's not talk about that. I don't like dead people.
You just never met one, that's all.
Wait. Wait.
Okay, cut it out.
No, I heard something.
Cut it out.
Shh, do you hear somebody talking?
Yeah, I do.
They won't see us. Be quiet. There they are.
Where?
By the water. Shh. They're tall. They're just waiting. Maybe they'll keep on walking.
Is it just two?
I think so. I can't see them anymore.
Right in front of us, 30 feet. You can see them when they pass the reflection on the water.
Well, don't move.
They can't see us.
Cool. They're really tall.
They're going to be gorgeous.
I'd love to say hi.
We didn't see any lights, so they didn't come by car.
Yeah, we'd know if there was a car.
Well, they definitely aren't park rangers.
No. And they're alone.
Oh, yeah. Definitely alone.
Shh.
No. We gotta say hi.
No, are you crazy?
Come on.
We can see.
Yeah, but two beautiful women. They're not forest rangers.
No, but they could tell somebody.
Look, we're on the beach. Got all night. Two girls are
How
here.
Come we didn't see him before?
Fine. Hold down the fort. I'm going to go talk to
them. No, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Good.
Wait, where are they?
Right there. Where'd they go?
Ugh, just when I decided.
Shh. They were down by the water.
They heard us?
I don't know. Get down.
Why?
Listen a second.
Oh, don't.
I don't like this.
No, don't scare me. They're just further along.
Did they go up those rocks?
When the beach ends over there. They must have.
We're gone up away from the water. The cliffs are too dark. Can you see?
I haven't got my glasses. Even the beach is pitch black over there.
I don't hear them anymore. They could have gone into the water.
Or behind us.
I doubt it.
They could be in trouble.
You mean up the beach or behind us?
Yeah, I mean, they could have gone up. There's a lot of grass back there, tall grass.
Good evening.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Sorry. We didn't mean to scare you.
So, well, we saw you walking along over there.
Yeah, we saw you. It's late to be out, huh?
Well, we love it out here.
Yeah, me too.
You guys been out here long?
Oh, an hour or so.
That's not long.
Are you cold?
No, it's perfect out. You mind if we sit down?
Oh, go right ahead.
You're not supposed to be out here at night, you know.
I know, it's closed.
It's dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah? We came by some back roads. We had a friend who told us where to go. We'll be okay.
Back roads?
Yeah. How'd you get here?
We walked.
You work in town?
Yeah, I'm a waitress at the Sabretooth.
Oh, I don't know it. I go to school there.
Oh, I hate that school. Well, sorry. Do you like it?
It's okay. It's inexpensive.
I just don't like some of those students. You seem different.
Well, I'm a transfer.
So you've got a nice dorm room? What are you doing out here late at night? Hey, did you see
what?
That?
No.
Oh, a seal jumped up out of the water. Looked like a seal.
Huh, I didn't know we had seals. Hey, Paul, you see that?
No, what?
A seal.
Yeah? How are you doing over there?
Great. I'm sorry I missed the seal.
It's okay. There's more. Want to walk down and look closer?
I think so. Paul?
Hey, John, we're going to go take a walk.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah, we'll meet you back here, okay?
All right. Which way are you going?
I don't know. Down by the water.
All right, I'll see you. You want to go?
Leave your shoes here.
Why?
You can't run on sand with shoes.
That's true. We're running?
Sure.
All right.
Race me to the water?
Hold on. I gotta get my shoes off.
One,
hold
two,
on.
Three, go. One, two, three, go.
Hold on.
That's it. One.
Okay.
Two, three, go.
Hold on.
Right there. Those are the ones Beth was pointing out to your friend.
Oh, now I see. They're very small.
Pups. Seal pups. You can see them best when they're jumping.
It's a better angle from this end of the beach. Do they all live on that little island?
It's too small to support them, but they play there.
I wish they'd come closer.
They won't. They know it's too treacherous.
Here in the bay?
Well, they stay out where it's safe. The ledges come suddenly here, and seals like to go deep. But we could swim in.
No.
It's not that far. Do you swim?
Not really.
Ow.
Well. What happened?
Ow.
What?
Ow. Stepped on something.
A shell?
Something. Probably cut it. I gotta sit here a second.
Oh, sure. Here, let me see it.
See? It's way at the back of the heel.
Yeah. We just gotta keep the sand out of it. I got it. Yeah, you cut the skin, but it's not bad.
It isn't bleeding?
Nah, I don't feel any blood. It's okay. It just looks bad. Let me just put pressure on it for a minute. Your feet are so smooth. The sand just rolls right off. They're like marble.
Thank you. No tickling now.
It'll be fine. You must do a lot of swimming.
Yeah, I get strong legs from it. Here, feel under here. Feel this muscle.
Up here? Yeah. Whoa, it's like a rock. The cut of the calf. Man, that's like a Michelangelo cut. What a muscle.
Yeah, I'm a brute.
Yeah, they're going to match you with Hulk Hogan.
Who?
Oh, that's all very smooth, too. All this.
Thank you. So, how about the island? 15, maybe 20 minutes of swimming. Just leave your shirt here.
It looks far.
You're in good shape. Let me help you.
And that water's cold.
There's a trick to that, you know. Hold my hand, Paul.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
It's Rachel.
Rachel, right.
Now, keep hold of my hand. You have nice hands, you know that?
Oh, you do too, Rachel. Your hands are really soft.
I spend a lot of time in the water.
Yeah, I guess that'll do it.
Now, let me teach you this secret. The water's cold, right? Hold on to me, and we'll walk in together. I promise the water will feel 20 degrees warmer.
All right. Not bad.
Keep coming.
Yeah, it's pretty warm. The sand feels nice. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a strong grip. I'll tell you, honestly, if you don't tell anybody...
Who am I going to tell?
What we're doing out here is it's a stunt for a fraternity so we can join and live in a really nice house.
Hazen.
We have to wait until low tide, which is in, what, 5 hours, and then get our car keys, which are in a weighted box in Dead Man's Hole.
You're going in there?
Well, I'll try to get John in
there. Never go in there. People have died.
I know, I heard.
People want to see inside, or they want to hear the water crash. They lean over, slip on the rocks. They're swept inside, and the bones stay in there. Oh, you can't go in.
Well, I gotta get my keys. You know, John will probably do it.
Listen to me and never go in. You'll die. Do you know about Asa Cobb?
Don't scare me. I heard about him.
You're an idiot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Keep coming. You can still walk.
All right, but let go of my hand.
I'll go under with you. Ready? Kiss me when you're under there.
Well, let go first.
That's great. Ready? Kiss me.
Hey!
Oh, that was great.
Whoa. Mm.
You feel that? You ever kiss underwater before?
Yes, I like, but you gotta let go, because I panic when I can't get up.
Your hair looks funny. It's all sticking up.
It does that.
Paul, I want to swim. Will you swim with me?
Well, I'll swim back.
Paul, promise me you won't go in that cave.
I can't promise.
You have to promise.
I have to get my keys. What's that?
Come on, let's swim.
No, that's John. He sounds serious.
Forget him.
What's wrong?
Swim out.
Wait, no, let go of me.
Come on.
Listen, he sounds serious. I can't, Rachel, I can't feel the
sand
anymore.
Swim out with me.
Rachel, hey, let go of me.
Swim out with me.
Paul?
I'm here.
Is the girl with you?
No, she's gone.
This girl tried to drown me, Paul. She stuck my head under the water. We were just talking about school.
Rachel did the same thing to me. Jesus Christ, she was strong. She's
pushing
me down.
I don't know where
they are. I swear, if I hadn't heard you yelling, I would have gone swimming with her.
All right, shh. Let's get back by here, by the grass. I don't want her to hear us. Oh, man. I don't know where she is. She was right next to me in the water, but she didn't follow me back to the beach. I couldn't see her.
Rachel disappeared, too. I've never been so scared in my goddamn life. I hate the water.
She didn't like the cave. She told me it was dangerous in the caves. She went a little crazy.
That's when she put my head under. Yes, I told her we had to get our car keys.
We can't stay here.
God,
I wish I had those keys.
Wait, what's that?
God, here they come.
Just stay low.
Evening, boys.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Who's there?
You know, the park's closed. This is a national park.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, officer. Good to see you, sir.
I didn't know when the park closed. Well, you can't camp on these beaches. It's a misdemeanor. Was that you fellas making all that racket?
Yes, sir. My friend hit his foot on a rock. We were just joking around.
I hit my foot.
Well, you see, if something really happened, there wouldn't be anybody out here to help you.
Yes, sir.
Is it just you two boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you being out. That's why I'm patrolling through here. Beautiful and quiet, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's really peaceful.
Well, you guys gotta go soon. But I'll sit down with you for a minute.
So you've been patrolling the beach here?
Yeah, I was up the other end until a few minutes ago.
You didn't see anybody else on your walk?
No, nobody's allowed out here. Sometimes you see some couple out here with a sleeping bag or something. But not tonight, just you. It's kind of cold.
You didn't see a couple women?
No, did you?
No, I'm just wishful thinking.
I see. No, nobody tonight. Are you fellas wet? You must be crazy going swimming now.
Yeah, it wasn't too bright.
You're not fraternity boys, are you, from up to the college?
No, sir.
Because I don't like that fraternity. You know the one.
Yes.
I never liked those boys. They do terrible things. I don't like them.
Yeah, I understand.
Really, I was just joking.
Why'd you ask about two women? Because if you're looking for a couple of women, there's always a couple of women on this beach, you know.
Yeah?
Two women buried around here somewhere. One of these dunes. I used to know it when I was a tour guide. Where the hell is it now? They're like mermaids or devils, but they're two young women. According to the story, they lure men. I guess the story is they were the wives of the old guy who died in the cave. They killed themselves same night that he died, and now they take over the beach at night to make sure nobody disturbs their man's grave. Beautiful women. Drop dead gorgeous. People swear by those stories, though. Beth and Rowena or Rona?
Rachel.
There you go. Rachel. You seen them?
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
Story goes, they drowned anybody tried to go in that cave. Whatever. It's a good story. Keeps a few more tourists away at night. That's the key. All right, I gotta keep moving, and so do you boys. Now, take it easy. Did you walk here?
Yeah, we walked.
Well, you know the way back to town, then.
We'll start walking back. I'm sorry we were out here.
Don't be sorry. Just don't do it again. I wish it went illegal, but it is at night.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, officer.
Sorry to bore you.
It wasn't boring.
Take care, boys. Just keep walking.
Shh, like devils, he said.
There they are again.
I know.
They can't see us, can they?
No way. Too dark. They wouldn't look up on the rocks.
They're crisscrossing the beach. They aren't even walking together anymore.
It's a pattern, though. Like ants. They're going in loops, covering the whole beach.
There's a lot more beach now than when we got here. What time is it?
Gotta be almost 4. We'll have to wait 45 minutes or so.
I don't see them.
And they'll be back.
Do you think the ranger would see him? If he was with us?
He's not going into the cave, you mean?
So maybe he can't see him.
That story was crap.
I gotta stand up. I gotta stretch. I'm still
You can't
wet.
Stand up. And don't cut it out.
My legs are going crazy. I gotta stretch.
I wanna stand up, too. You can stretch your legs out behind you.
Sun's coming up. They'll see us then.
That story, man. They're his wives.
And they don't want us in the cave. They're protecting us. That sort of makes sense.
Protecting us? They were fooling around. They were just a couple of girls.
They were not just a couple of girls, man. I was holding her hand. His skin was so smooth, it was like it had been worn down to smoothness. No fingerprints. I felt the ends of her fingers. I don't think she had any fingernails.
No way.
She said she'd been in the water too much.
Well, maybe she got them removed.
Her fingertips were smooth all the way around, like beach glass.
Listen, quit trying to scare me.
Maybe we should quit. You know, come back in the morning.
Just... We're not quitting. If you want to quit, which I knew all along, you ought to just go. But there's no way I'm leaving my keys and all my money in that cave.
Just come back when it's daylight.
It'll
you know,
be light when we go in. The sun comes up at 5. 4:30 will be plenty bright.
Weren't we out there in the water? Those
Listen,
women?
I don't care.
What about the cave? The guy in the cave. You heard him last night.
Listen, you're bugging out. I can't listen to ghost stories. That's what the guys at the frat want us to do. Those girls are probably friends of theirs.
Oh, no chance.
Okay, listen. Go on home. I won't tell a soul. I'm going into the cave. If you want to stay, fine. Be my lookout while I'm in there. I really don't care, because I'm going to have my own room, and that's all.
I mean, I'm not leaving. I just can't forget those girls.
They were hired to scare us off. I can't believe you take a ghost seriously. Don't wig out. I still got to sit with you another hour.
I'm okay.
Just hang outside and wait for me. Be the lookout. Can you handle that?
Definitely, John. I can handle that. Definitely. I get nervous, you know?
40 minutes we'll go into the cave. 40 minutes.
Here, give me your hand a second.
Here. Careful. Are you there?
Out.
Careful.
I'm down, okay. I can see the mouth of the cave now.
You see that wave too, John? See the wave? John? John?
I see it. I'm okay. Won't hit me.
You're all right.
The waves are dying before they get to the cave now. I'm going to get down to the next rock.
Still want your shoes?
Yeah, they help. Ugh. That's the next rock. Can you still see me?
Yeah, barely. Don't get your matches wet.
I won't. It's really dark in the cave. I can't see into it.
How much further down?
Looks like about 10 feet I'll be on the ground. Then I can go in. Nah.
Sure?
God, just be quiet. Just keep lookout. All right, I'm down. I'm in the water. It's nothing. It's ankle deep.
Slippery?
A little. It's getting a little brighter.
Yeah, sun's almost up.
Still can't see.
What's it look like?
I said I can't see. The cave doesn't go back too far. Well, wait, there's a big rock in the middle at the mouth. I guess the cave goes all around that.
That's probably what makes the waves boom.
Still hear me?
Loud and clear. Your voice carries easy from inside.
The mouth is like 20 feet high.
Okay. Everything's going to be wet. Everything's going to be worn away by water, so just look for the sharp box. How many matches we got here? Okay, plenty.
Plenty. Fine. Doing fine.
Yeah!
Oh! There's a stack. Jesus. Can't see a thing.
I'm using them!
My mother. Oh, that does a lot of good. No more steps, at least. Okay, look at that. Oh, my God.
Find the box?
No! I wish I had a camera right now.
What is it?
Well, there's bones all around here. They're scattered, you know, fish, too. And garbage. Christ, looks like nothing gets carried back out of this cave, just sits in here.
Fish bones. God, they track tapes. Clothes.
somebody's skull down here.
John, I can't hear you. Hey, John.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Paul, I got the box. I got the box, Paul. I see it anyways. There's still a skeleton down here. Most of one. Skeleton of a guy. He's lashed to this rock.
God, waves must have come right in.
Hey, John.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
What?
It's stuck in his ribs. It's in his ribs.
How am I going to get this thing?
The box is lodged right inside there. Jeez, I'll have to break, No! Oh, God.
It's been 50 years. How can he still hold together? These ropes are holding him in.
This is awful. I got it! I got it! I got it!
Great.
Okay. Thanks a lot, mister. Sorry about the ribs. You got a big crack in your skull, man. You know that? What is that? Well, buddy, you got a gold tooth. Looks like solid gold. It's freaky. Teeth used to talk, used to move. Huh. I think I could get that. Get my finger in there. It's stiff. Just gotta push from behind.
Ow! Ow! Oh! He took my finger! He took my finger! Oh, Jesus, help me!
Just get out of there! Just get out of there!
Leave me alone! Alone! Get the keys out. Paul! Paul! Help me! Paul!
I can't see you, John. Are you okay? Get up!
I can't! Take the box! Take it!
John, talk to me. Where are you? Hey!
Okay, the box. I'll get the box. Okay, got it.
John?
Town, get some help.
Paul.
Rachel!
I told you about the cave, Paul.
Rachel, wait!
Oh, my head. Oh. And I can't see. No, it's dark in here. What? I can't move my arms. They're tied. What? Oh no.
Steve Farrell, Doug Bost, Jeff Ward, Stephen Wicks, Priscilla Holbrook, and Carolyn Baumler. Script by Douglas Bost. Music by Iris. Production by Union Signal.